Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today with my colleagues to recognize and honor the selfless service of the Japanese Americans who served our country in World War II with the famed 100th Infantry Battalion of Hawaii, or the 1 Puka Puka. This year, the fabled 100th celebrates its 80th anniversary. The battalion was composed of 1,400 Americans of Japanese ancestry whose loyalty was questioned by our government following the attacks on Pearl Harbor and much worse. Although much of the U.S. public looked upon them with disdain and skepticism, these soldiers simply persevered. Their story is one of patriotism, tenacity, and courage. Following the attacks on Pearl Harbor and when anti-Japanese hysteria was at its peak, these young men raised their hands and demanded the right to defend America. With the support of U.S. military officers and others in Hawaii and elsewhere, the federal government eventually created an all-Nisei, or second-generation Japanese-American, Army unit, the 100th Infantry Battalion. Just before their deployment, in August of 1943, the men of the 1 Puka Puka selected the motto, "Remember Pearl Harbor," to reflect their anger at the attack on their country. Although the cloud of racism and underlying uncertainty hovered over these brave Americans, their performance was nothing less than exemplary. In September 1943, the 100th arrived in North Africa, but soon transferred to central Italy, where it faced heavy combat. It eventually became known as the Purple Heart Battalion because of its high casualty rate. One of its members and casualties was Captain Spark Matsunaga, who suffered grievous injuries in a minefield. He later became a member of this hallowed house, and after that, a United States senator, inspiring generations, including me, who was privileged to serve 3 years on his staff. His own story is just one of countless we can and should remember. In August 1944, and after a year of combat, the battalion integrated with the Japanese Americans of the 442nd Regimental Combat Team. They then continued to fight through Italy and France. The men of the 100th spent 20 months in Europe and fought in 6 campaigns across Italy and France. They received 6 Distinguished Service Crosses and earned 3 Presidential Unit Citations. Along with the 442nd, the 100th Infantry Battalion is recognized as the most decorated American unit in our history for its size and length of service. The lineage and honors of the 100th and 442nd live on today and are preserved by the 100th Battalion, 442nd Infantry U.S. Army Reserve. Today, the unit is staffed with reservists from Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, and Saipan. These women carry on the legacy of the soldiers that endured so much before them 80 years ago. We all owe a debt of gratitude to groups like the Nisei Veterans Legacy and the Military Intelligence Service Education Society of Hawaii and others for keeping the 100th Battalion's legacy alive. They have all been critical in recognizing the sacrifices of our Japanese Americans to defend a country that questioned their loyalty. On the walls of the National Japanese American Memorial, not far from our U.S. Capitol, the late Senator Spark Matsunaga's words still ring true today. "We believed that a threat to this nation's democracy was a threat to the American dream and to all free peoples of the world." Today, we renew our debt of gratitude to the Japanese Americans of the 1 Puka Puka. May they live forever in our hearts and minds. Thank you, and I yield back.